A less consequential way to increase cash flow is to stop contributions into a retirement account for a while. The key, of course, is restarting contributions as soon as possible. Another logical place you might look for liquidity is from your home equity, although that's getting tougher. For those with at least 30 to 40% equity in their home, getting a home equity line of credit could be a good cheap insurance policy, says Brent Weiss, co-founder of Baltimore-based Facet Wealth. The more equity you have in your home, the larger the loan you can get and the lower the rate. Lenders, including J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and Wells Fargo & Company, announced recently that they have temporarily stopped accepting applications for new home equity lines of credit, however. Trying a community bank, online lender, or a credit union may be your best bet. Be aware that the loans will take longer to get today, and you may not get the same amount you would have 6 months ago. Once you get a home equity line of credit, also known as a HELOC, you may want to draw on the full amount and then bank it. The bank can't require you to pay it back, but they can freeze the limit, Weiss says. That means paying interest, of course, and the best deals available today are at about 5%. If you are in a tougher situation and the issue is making current bill payments, you can apply for mortgage forbearance with your loan servicer. The share of mortgages in forbearance has risen from 0.25% of servicers' portfolio volume for the week of March 2nd to almost 7% as of April 19th, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. The Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, CARES, allows those with loans owned or backed by government-backed agencies or entities such as Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac and the Veterans Administration to apply for a reduction in or a suspension of payments for 180 days for pandemic-related hardship. After that, borrowers can apply for an additional 180 days. Some states are developing programs to offer mortgage relief. While the CARES Act says these forborne or reduced payments are not supposed to be reported to credit bureaus as missed, you should be sure to check. With mortgages from private lenders, skipped payments in forbearance get reported. The thing with forbearance, you have to pay eventually and interest keeps accruing. So it's crucial to be clear on how you'll repay. Options could include a balloon payment, a loan term extended to include missed payments, or higher monthly bills. If you can't resume payments, you could be heading down the path to losing your home. There are also smaller steps you can take to ease your monthly budget burden. One is to adjust how you pay smaller monthly bills. Rather than paying life insurance or property casualty insurance premiums annually, pay monthly or quarterly. You may also be able to lower premiums on auto insurance. You're likely not driving as much. Refinancing a car loan may also free up some money. Ashley Gratman, a financial planner with Parsec Financial in Asheville, North Carolina, recently switched her and her husband's car loan to a credit union and got a lower interest rate as well as 90 days of no payments and no interest. You can also try negotiating with cable companies, internet providers, utilities, and if you rent, maybe your landlord. Gratman's has friends who asked their credit card company for a temporary waiver on interest payments and got it. Being stuck at home has helped some people with another helpful financial practice. As bad as this is, it's an opportunity to reevaluate lifestyle spending and tighten up, says Gratman's. The whole point of having an emergency fund is that you never know. The certainty of uncertainty is so real.